Your classical story time is supported by the Minnesota College Savings Plan, the official 529 program for the state of Minnesota. Learn how you can invest in your child's college education and minimize your taxes at mnsaves.org. Welcome to Your Classical Storytime. I'm Scott with the story of the Three Billy Goats Gruff. Once upon a time, long ago, there lived three billy goats. The billy goats were brothers, and their last name was Gruff. There was little billy goat Gruff. He was the youngest. Hi. Medium billy goat Gruff. He was about as medium as a billy goat could be. Hey, how are you? And big billy goat Gruff. The biggest, strongest billy goat on the mountain. The greatest of all time. Hello. The three billy goats Gruff spent most of their time hopping around on the side of their favorite mountain. There was just one problem. The billy goats Gruff had run out of food. They'd eaten every leaf and fern, every twig and branch. One day, the little one's tummy was growling as he looked down the side of the mountain, when all at once he noticed the lush valley below stretching out before him, full of fresh green grass, sweet clover, and yellow dandelions.
"I have an idea," he said.
"Why don't we climb down the mountain and go grazing in the valley? I'm so hungry, I could eat the whole thing myself."
"Me too," said Medium Billy Goat Gruff.
"Let's go now. I'm starving."
"Meh. Now hold on just a minute," said Big Billy Goat Gruff. "You can't go down there by yourself. There's a big, mean troll that lives under the bridge to the meadow. He would eat you in one bite for sure."
"He'd never catch me," said the little one. "I'm quick and smart. I'm a Gruff, the greatest of all time."
That made Little Billy Goat's brothers laugh.
"You,"
said Medium Billy Goat, "you're the littlest Billy Goat, Gruff. Look at how much bigger I am, and stronger, too."
"You're both pretty good," said Big Billy Goat, "but it will be a while before you're the greatest of all time. Until then, pay attention to my warning. Don't cross the bridge into the valley unless I'm with you. Tomorrow, we'll all go to the meadow together."
"But we're hungry now,"
the other two said. "Trust me," said the big billy goat. "It will be safer tomorrow. Follow me. I'll bet we can find something to eat." Big Billy Goat Gruff bounded up the side of the mountain. Medium Billy Goat Gruff followed after. But Little Billy Goat Gruff couldn't take his eyes off that beautiful green valley.
"I'll bet I could make it down there and back before the sun goes down," he said. "I'll show those two I'm the greatest of all time."
Instead of following his brothers, the little one hopped down the side of the mountain as quietly as could be. He stopped when he reached the bridge. The troll was nowhere in sight. He couldn't smell him either. And the only thing that he could hear was buzzing bugs and the rushing river. As soon as the little one's hooves hit the wooden bridge, he heard a voice so loud it made the wood shake.
"Who is that walking on my bridge?"
It was the troll. Suddenly, the little goat didn't feel so confident.
"It's me, Little Billy Goat Gruff, greatest of all time."
"Good," I eat goats, and the greatest of all time will make the perfect breakfast.
The troll climbed out from under the bridge. The little goat tried to run past, but the troll blocked his way and easily caught him by the tail.
Ha ha ha!
The troll laughed.
Looks like you're not so great after all.
Little Billy Goat had to think quickly to come up with an idea to escape.
You're right, he said. Tell you what, why don't you let me go into the meadow? You won't have to wait long before I get big enough to eat.
The troll huffed.
Well, okay, but make sure you come back here when you're bigger.
Oh, I'll come back all right,
the little goat said.
Sure.
And little Billy Goat Gruff trotted off into the meadow and started munching. Just as the troll was getting settled again under his bridge, he heard more hooves overhead. Now, the troll was even angrier.
Who is that walking on my bridge now?
Well, it was Medium Billy Goat Gruff. He had the same idea as the little one.
Bah!
Medium Billy Goat Gruff, greatest of all time, I'm just going to have a bite in the meadow. The troll quickly climbed out from under his bridge and blocked his path.
I've heard that before,
he said.
I think the only thing great about you is how you taste.
Medium Billy Goat put his head down and ran full speed into the troll's big belly. But the troll didn't budge. He just laughed as he grabbed Medium Billy Goat by the horns.
Time for breakfast,
he roared. Medium Billy Goat had to think quickly to come up with an idea to escape. You're not going to eat me now, are you? He said to the troll. I'll be so much bigger after grazing in the meadow for a while. Wouldn't you rather wait? Now, the troll wasn't very smart, but even he was smart enough to know that two goats were better than one. After thinking about it, he replied,
Well, okay, but make sure you come back here when you're bigger.
Medium Billy Goat trotted off into the meadow, and the troll settled in again under his bridge. Just as the troll had gotten back to sleep, he was startled awake by Big Billy Goat Gruff. Big Billy Goat's hooves thumped along the bridge slowly, and the troll was the angriest he had ever been.
I don't have to be up for another 30 minutes! Who keeps waking me up?
The troll climbed out from under his bridge and blocked Big Billy Goat Gruff's path.
Bah!
It's me, troll. Big Billy Goat Gruff, the greatest of all time. Where are my two younger brothers?
Those teeny little morsels over in the meadow? They're eating fresh green grass, sweet clover, and yellow dandelions, getting nice and big. When they come back, I'm gonna eat them for breakfast.
Why wait? Said Big Billy Goat. I'm the biggest Billy Goat, Scruff. Maybe you'd like to have me for breakfast.
I will,
the troll replied.
Then I can eat your brothers for lunch.
The troll ran at Big Billy Goat. Big Billy Goat ran at the troll. The two met head to head in the middle of the bridge with a loud crack. But the troll couldn't budge Big Billy Goat. The only thing stronger about the troll was his bad breath.
You are strong,
the troll said, quite surprised.
Bah!
And you've been eating onions, Big Billy Goat replied. Big Billy Goat Gruff scooped up the troll onto his horns and threw him up in the air. As the troll came back down, twirling head over heels, Big Billy Goat Gruff jumped up and rammed the troll over the side of the bridge and into the river below, which carried him away, never to be seen again.
Looks like I am the greatest of all time after all, Big Billy Goat Gruff said, quite pleased with himself. Big Billy Goat Gruff joined his two younger brothers in the meadow and started munching on fresh green grass, sweet clover, and yellow dandelions. Thanks to their cleverness, bravery, and strength, the three Billy Goats Gruff never had to worry about the troll under the bridge ever again. They could visit the meadow whenever they wanted, and they could eat as much as they wanted, all day long, because they were the greatest of all time. The end. Thanks for listening to Your Classical Storytime from APM, American Public Media.